We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on May 5th, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, Are You One of Us? Our second scripture reading for today comes from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The first reading today from the book of Acts can be a real challenge for some folks. This reading comes well after the day of Pentecost, which we haven't gotten to just yet. But we are still hearing about the Spirit coming down, which, of course, it still does even now. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening. There were, of course, Jewish believers in the crowd, but there were others as well. The Jewish folks in the crowd were amazed that God would send his Holy Spirit upon those who were not of their Jewish faith. How can they deserve God's grace? They're not one of us. Should that response surprise us? I don't think so. It's just our human nature to be somewhat territorial, particularly of our opinions and beliefs. That is, of course, the reason that it is often said that it is unwise to discuss religion or politics in a social group setting. That perspective of my views are the right ones too often carries over to our faith journeys, as we saw in our reading. Jesus came to the Jewish people. So, if you're not of that background, how can you be one of his followers? That view is sometimes alive and well within contemporary Christian circles as well. Growing up, I heard stories about how it was believed that only the members of one particular Christian denomination had the message right, and that they were the only ones who would go to heaven. Sadly, that perspective still exists in some circles and has led to everything from family squabbles to major wars throughout history. I have been blessed to work in Christian broadcast for close to 45 years. It has been a ministry that has been at times both very challenging and very rewarding. Much of my work has been with WJMJ, a Roman Catholic-owned radio station in Connecticut, that was for many years presented as an ecumenical radio station. The word ecumenical is defined as of worldwide scope, universal, of or relating to the worldwide Christian church, concerned with establishing or promoting unity among churches. And that truly did define us. During this long career, I have worked with just about every group out there. All the mainline denominations, Episcopal, Baptist, Lutheran, Congregational United Church of Christ, United Methodist, Presbyterian, Unity Church, Eastern and Greek Orthodox. Essentially everything from Orthodox and Roman Catholic to independent Pentecostal and fundamentalist churches. While certainly they all have their differences in style of worship, music, polity, and traditions, the one thing that came through so clearly over the years is how much there is in common. I have often told folks that I don't think the average person in the pews could tell you what the difference is between the many churches. And truthfully, I don't think most folks care what those differences are. What is important is what we have in common. Jesus Christ came into this world to show us the way we are to live, to save us from our own sinful selves. He brings God to us and us to God. Despite how much we have in common, Sunday morning remains one of the most divided time blocks of the week. How sad that our human tendencies have kept the church from fulfilling Christ's desire, as recorded in John 17, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. As beautiful as that would be, I don't think that will ever be fulfilled in this world. Yet, we can make that reality in our own lives as we accept one another. Fellow Christians, each with our own faults, but also with our own gifts. While some of the Jews in our reading may have had some resentment of outsiders being included, Peter was right to rebuke them. Jesus himself made it clear that we are to be accepting. In Mark 9, we hear, "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us." In Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, he reminds us, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." This does contrast a bit with some of the perspectives Paul presents at times that seem to segregate us, at least by gender, especially when it came to roles and positions in the church. I think this passage, however, reflects accurately the position Jesus took, that we are divided only two ways. We are his followers, or we are not. Our second reading this morning from the first letter of John reinforces this perspective. Everyone who believes that Jesus Christ has been born of God, everyone, no division there, whether Jew or Gentile, American or Russian, Roman Catholic or Protestant, if one believes and follows Jesus, we are united by him and with him. That sounds nice and sounds pretty easy, but is it really? We all have work to do. We all have baggage we carry in our lives that shape our personal perspectives. That is not always a bad thing. But if it keeps us from fully welcoming fellow Christians as our brothers and sisters, one family with Christ as our head, well, then we do have a problem. You and I are called by that gospel of love to care for one another unconditionally, as Jesus did. No matter how good we think we are doing, we can always do better. It isn't always easy, but when we do follow our Lord's commands, He will be with us. I appreciate the words of the hymn we will sing in a few minutes, "All Are Welcome." I encourage you to think of the words as you sing them. We are called to offer a welcome to all people, those who know and follow Christ, as well as those who are seeking Him, the saint and the sinner alike. At various times in all of our lives, each of us has been all of those also. I think we do a pretty good job here of welcoming folks. But yes, we can always open our arms more. Christ came into this world for all of humanity. Embrace, share, and celebrate that love. That is indeed our calling. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, You prayed that Your church would be one. May we work to bring about the unity and acceptance You so desired. In Your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on May 5, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida, by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, "Are You One of Us?" Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.